You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Ukraine finished third in Group C behind Spain and Slovakia, while Slovenia came third in Group E, of course, behind England and Switzerland. Slovenia, Lee, weren't total washouts away from home in qualification. The only team they failed to score against away was Estonia. They beat Lithuania and San Marino, but both England and Switzerland got three against them at home. Ukraine versus Slovenia, and I think the Ukraine will be wary of Slovenia as well. They've yet to beat them in four games, two draws and two defeats, and lost out to them in the playoffs for a place at the Euros back in 2000. They haven't played each other for 15 years, though, these two sides.
No. Interestingly enough, that fixture that you mentioned there, it was a 1-1 draw when it was in the playoff for Euro 2000.
Yep.
16 years to the day that this game will be played.
Is that right?
And it's the same manager for Slovenia, Katanec. And he captained, his assistant captained the national team in that tie as well. So, you know, it's one of those where, you know, I'm sure the media is grasping hold of that. If this was a game in England, they'd be all over those little idiosyncrasies attached to this tie. Yeah, I mean, hard to get a handle on these two teams. Again, a little bit like kind of, you know, Bosnia. You know, you think technically good, but they rarely show up and do anything spectacular. Remember, Slovenia lost to Estonia in their opening fixture, eventually came third behind England and Switzerland, of course, with Ukraine finishing behind Spain and Slovakia in their group. Bit of team news, Kucha and Stepanenko are both banned for this, for Ukraine. As for their opponents, they're fully fit and ready to go. I think this is a tricky time. I think this is the trickiest one of the four to call, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, Ukraine have had a taste more recently of top international football, having hosted the tournament and getting there by that virtue. Only lost 1-0 to Spain, beat Luxembourg, beat Belarus. I mean, that's nothing much to write home about. I don't see many goals in this fixture at all. Again, I mean, Slovenia scored two in San Marino and did lose 3-2 to Switzerland, but I think that was more down to the Swiss style of football. I think the only team to score against England in the groups as well, but it was an own goal at Wembley. I'm going to go for, again, a pretty boring bet here and a pretty boring game, I think. I think that everyone will be so intent on not losing those first games. I think this is going to be a really tight game. So I'm going to have a look again at a low scorer. The under 2.5 is 1-2 here, which is well short.
Compilers are all over the fact that these opening round of fixtures in these two-legged ties are notoriously tight.
Yeah, definitely. I don't see why Ukraine are 4-7, given, you know, I think they may well be a better team, but I don't think they're that good that they can go and break down Slovenia when, you know, they haven't broken down that many, you know, decent teams. Only 1-0 against Macedonia, remember. Macedonia aren't anything to write home about. Lost 1-0 to Slovakia. So I think 5-2 for the draw is a decent price here. And if you're going to go for that, you may as well go 5-2 and under for the 5-2. You may as well go for the draw and under 2.5 if you look at that. I can't see it being a 2-2 draw.
I mean, everyone seems to think Ukraine is a tiny country, but England could fit into the Ukraine four times, as could you, Lee. I saw enough of Slovenia, too much, in fact, during the England qualifying campaign to realise that they're a very ordinary side. And I don't think you can say that about Ukraine. I'm massively surprised that Ukraine got such a bad head-to-head record against them. I can't work that one out at all. I've got to go for Ukraine here. I know they're short, but I'll be massively surprised if I remember a recent game Ukraine played against England, and for about 70 minutes they murdered England. I can't remember how it finished. I think it finished 1-1. Anyway, Ukraine for me. I think the good things here.
A lot's being made. You know, I read some quotes from the coach Fomenko, who doesn't sound like he should be the coach of Slovenia, but a lot's been made of the fact that they get that that return leg at home. And he says, you know, I think we've really got to take account of that. I think, you know, top international players should be able to defend. That's a given, you know, absolute given. You know, and I disagree in a way, Derek. I thought they were very solid without being spectacular. Against England, I thought they frustrated England more than most other teams did. And I'm not saying England are fantastic, but I think they could. I think they'll frustrate Ukraine here. I don't think Ukraine can break them down as easy as easy as 4-7 suggests.
You know, you're talking about your little known fact about the Wembley match ball. Here's a little known fact about Slovenia: 70% of its population can speak two foreign languages. Now, Ali, a person who speaks three languages, what do you call them? Someone who speaks three languages, what?
Trilingual.
Yeah, trilingual. Someone who speaks two languages, what?
Bilingual.
And someone who speaks only one language is English. Oh, so glad to shoehorn that one in.
The Ukraine are 4-7 to win this match. The draw 5-2. Slovenia 6-1. Derek, you're with the Ukraine.
Ukraine, yeah. I like the Ukraine. I think they're an underrated side.
Lee,
draw.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.